Now, the mountains around this land before was 600-700 feet taller than where we're at. We're at 2,400 feet now. We met with a... How many of y'all have heard about the Sago mine site disaster in West Virginia? The same person that was a spokesperson for the Sago mine disaster 3 years ago was a person I met with in 93. His name was Eugene Kitts. And here in 93, these people called us together. We went there to discuss our boundaries, you know, get them off our land. So we went there. I got this fella mad. I got him mad, you know. He made a mistake. He let it be known to us that this land right here that we sat on was worth $1 million an acre to the industry. And in almost the very same breath, he says, "We want to buy your place. We're going to give you some prosperity and some spending money and get you off the top of that mountain. We're going to give you $140,000. How's that?" As educated young people, you know $140,000 is a long ways from $1 million an acre. This is how blatantly these people talk to the Appalachian people. They think they can't put the numbers together. What do you have in your own circle of life, if you don't have a price on it, what would it be? The reason I'm asking you this, because I want you to think about what it would be for you, because for me, I'll tell you really, really very quick what it is for me. It's my way of life. It's a whole culture, a mountain way of life is getting wiped out. For me, it was living here, you know, born here. I told this young fella coming up here, I said, "This land, you know, my mother gave me birth." Yeah, everybody knows her. Mama gives birth. But this land gave me life. We have people dying in the coal fields every day. It's more merciful if you go ahead and shoot somebody outright and kill them as to kill them slow. Is not murder still murder if people are still dying slowly because of what the industry is doing? Is it still not murder? Well, if you shoot somebody fast like I just did to you, is it not murder still yet? We are losing at least 1,500 men a year from black lung. But we're losing another 300 to 400 people a year who simply just live in the coal fields. Who are dying because they just simply live in the coal fields. And they're breathing this dust. For every ton of coal, we use 95 gallons of water to clean that coal. Okay? That's every day. Every day. So, do you know now that Georgia is trying to move their border north into Tennessee 1 mile now? Did you know that? You know what for? They have an enormous lake in Tennessee that Georgia wants because of the water. We have less than 1% of the global water on the globe to drink. It's drinkable. And our government, your government, is destroying the most precious resource we have. Coal? It's not precious. We can live without coal. We cannot live without water. And I try to get you to understand what goal. What would it be like if you young people could come up with something that would describe the death of a live vessel, which would be a mountain that holds all forms of life? What would it be like to hear such a death? Such a credible form of life dying. You people remember when you came by down the hall a while ago where the train was, you see those silos, remember those silos? There was a school there, junior high school. 1,500 people went to school there. Right at the base of Cape Ford right here, there was another school. We've lost 22 schools since I was a boy. We got one left. We lost over 100,000 people out of this island. We got less than 1,500 people left. If y'all come here and you look at what you're going to see today, and you don't do anything about what you see today, you should not have come and wasted my time. We're talking about people's lives here. We're not talking about Larry Gibson. We're not talking about K4 Mountain. We're talking about Appalachia, a way of life. We're talking about people's lives here. We have people literally dying every day because of poison water, the injection, they clean the coal. They got mine, the biggest impoundment, the third biggest impoundment of the whole world possible to give. How many of y'all have heard about the Prince Simon, Alaska spill, or oil spill? Have y'all heard about that? Did you know that they fined $2.5 million? All right. How many of y'all know about the 306 million gallons of mine waste got out at about the same time? No, y'all don't know about that? 306 million gallons of the same kind of chemicals got out at the same time in Martin County, Kentucky, with massive coal. How much do you think they fined them? If they had fined them $2.5 million like they did last on oil last November, $2.5 billion now, if they had fined them three times that much, might have got somebody's attention. But they fined them $5,000. One of the most popular questions people ask of me, why do you put yourself in harm's way for? Of all of our rights that we have, that we know we have, we will still lose if we don't stand up for it. Why do we have to fight for what's ours in the first place? Mm-hmm. Because we do. And I'm telling you, I fully expect to lose my life doing this.